First of all, wish Russell and his wife Hatzlacha. Say good tefillin for them. Maybe we'll get a chance to say a few words at the end about the parsha. Okay. So the Mishnah here on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Shofar Shenistak V'Dovko Posuk. So the first category the Mishnah mentions is Nistak. Dovko, we have Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that Dovko B'Devek, Shekorim Glug. And the Ramban has Sakasha, that's Min B'Sheino Mino. So the Ramban says there's no possibility that you could be medabek the sedek, you can attach it together with glue. So the Ramban has this physical reality of being able to take the shofar and melt it down, so to speak, and in such a way to close up the sedek. So Bli Neder, we'll come back to the Ramban's kash a little bit later on. In the meantime, let's ask the question, why is shofar shenistak posul? So Rashi says the havile kishnei shofros. The Tosus says, based on this Rashi, mashma sherotzolomah shenistak legamrei v'nechlak l'shtei chatichos, completely severed into two pieces. And then Tosus goes on and says, no, it was only a sedek on one side of the shofar, it wasn't completely severed into two pieces. It's completely nistak, but only on one side. So it's not really broken and you attached it together. That's not nistak according to Tosfos. But rather, the shofar is still intact. It's not completely broken into pieces. And Tosfos says that the psul of nistak is lefisha ein shayim shofar olo. So there seems to be a machlokus here between Rashi and Tosfos. Again, we're assuming that the word posel in Rashi at the end of the page here is referring back to Nistak. That itself is not 100% clear, but that's how Tosfos assumes. And the psul of Nistak says Rashi is havile kishnei shofros. But Tosfos says lefisha ein shem shofar olav. So let's keep in mind that there are two ways of defining the psul of nistak. Rashi seems to equate it with shnei shofros, and Tosfos says ein shem shofar olav. In the mitzias of nistak, in our Mishnah, there's a machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. The way Tosfos presents it, Rashi holds that it was completely severed into two pieces, and Tosfos says is liarko al pnei kula. What's the psul of divek shivrei shofros? So Tosfos here vacillates back and forth regarding the psul of divek shivrei shofros. And at the beginning of Tosfos, he seems to be assuming that the psul of divek the divek shofros is identical with that of nistak. It means that it's not a shofar. I mean, you had small pieces of shofros. The word shever is a small piece. That's not a shofar at all. However, Tosfos backtracks on this a little bit, and he offers another possibility. He says, "V'divek shivrei shofros nami lo mifsal mitam shnayim u'shlosha shofros el di aim zekori shofar inami mishum d'chziv avarto derech avaroso." We'll see the Gemara has later on Amud Beis in a brisa of the case of Hofcho. And the psul of Hofcho is because it's not derech avarosa. You made too radical of a change in the structure of the shofar, and the air that's blown is not going out in the way it was naturally formed. And that's a psul that's derived from the pasuk avarto. The Tosfos equates divek shivrei shofros with Hofcho, with the chisaron of a psul of avarto derech avarosa, because when you take these small pieces of shofar, you can't say that that's the natural way in which the air would flow through the shofar and form the kol shofar. So that's called divek v'shivrei shofros, and he equates it with the case of Hofcho, which is vavarto derech avarosa. Tosfos at the end comes back to Rashi, vafilu nifsal mitam mishum shnayim u'shlosha shofros ein kasha klum. So let's just summarize the three possibilities in Dibek Shivrei Shofros according to Tosfos. His first possibility is Lohavi Shem Shofar, or Eizek Kori Shofar. The second possibility is Vavarto Derech Avaroso. And the third possibility is Shnayim, is Shofar Echad Velo Shnayim Ushlosha Shofros. We've already encountered this psul of Velo Shnayim Ushlosha Shofros with regard to Shofar Shel Torah, according to Abaye. If you remember, Abaye interpreted the Chachonim as saying that Shofar Shel Torah, because it's gildi-gildi, it's similar to Shnayim Ushlosha Shofros. The Torah says Shofar Echad. The Torah says Vavarto, to exclude Shnayim, to exclude if it's not Derech Avaroso, and that's where Tosus wants to classify Dibek Shivrei Shofros. So if we summarize, according to Tosus, what we've seen so far in our Mishnah, then the Mishnah opens up with Shofar Shenistak, which according to Tosfos is Ein Shem Shofar Olav. Dibek Shivrei Shofar, according to Tosfos in his first chat, is likewise Ein Lo Shem Shofar. But then Tosfos offers two other possibilities about Dibek, which would seem to contrast Dibek with Nistak. Either it's a chisaron in Avarto, Derech Avaroso, or it's a chisaron in Shofar Echad, because it's like Shnayim Ushlosh Shofar. Those are the three possibilities in Dibek. Then we go on, turning to the Zion of the days, to the case of Nikev. Now, Nikev, we'll soon see, according to Tosfos, he based himself on Yerushalmi, Nikev itself is not possible. The fact that a shofar has a nekev in it, and even if this nekev is so dramatic that it changes the call of the shofar, that's not enough to passel the shofar. You could actually blow the shofar. But what did he go ahead and he did? He was so saying the nekev. This is a classical case of kol hamosif gorea. By adding, he made it worse. Had he left the shofar as is, then it would be kosher. In fact, if you take a look in the Mechaber in Nikev, which is Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Zion. So the Mechaber says, in Nikev, in Lo Sosmo, had he left the shofar exactly as it were, and he didn't try to add the stima to it, Afal Pishin Ishtana Kolo, even though you don't have the original natural kol of the shofar, Kosher. This is what Tosfos quotes in the name of Yerushalmi, that kol hakol is ksherim b'shofar. So the fact that you don't have the original natural kol, that's not a psul. So again, according to this day, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down l'halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, doesn't seem to question this, it's quite clear that leave well enough alone in the case of Nikev. You know, Nistak is a psul shofar. Rashi says he equates it with Havilei Kishnei Shofros. Tosfos says that it's Shtei Chatichos and therefore it's not a shofar at all, and you have the case of Shivrei Shofros. Now we have Nikev is not possible at all. That's why, you know, it's a little tricky when you read the Mishnah. It says Nikev and then at the end of the line it says possible, but you have to read it with the middle part, you know, Nikev Visosmo, and then it becomes possible. You know, if somebody would have taken the shofar to a Rav, then the Mechaber at least would have said, use the shofar as is, don't try to improve the shofar, because Nikev is not a psul, and even though you don't have the natural kol of the shofar as it was beforehand, but the kol changed, but structurally the shofar is still intact, and it's not like the kol shofar is bouncing off something else, as we'll see in the case of Stima, where he went and he plugged up this hole. It's not a case where he changed the tzuras ha-shofar, turned it upside down, so it's no longer Derech Avaroso. It's not a case of many shofros together. It's the original structure of the shofar. And therefore, even though the kol was changed, it's kosher. The Ramah quotes a kolbo and a tshuvas ha-rosh, and there's another opinion over here. Umiyu im yesh shofar achar ein litka bazeh. The Ramah would discourage us from blowing a shofar nakuv, and why is that? Ki yesh omrim, because there's another opinion. She'ein litkoa b'shofar nakuv. It sounds like, according to this opinion, we'll call it the Kolbo's opinion for the time being. It's also in Shuvas Arash. According to this opinion, nikev is a psul in shofar. Now take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Ches. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. He says, "Sfirle de shofar nakuv posel." Kimo shofar shenistak. So when you read the Mishnah Brura in the opening presentation, you definitely get the impression that according to the Kolbo, the shofar nakuv is exactly the same as a shofar shenistak, which is a little bit odd, because shofar shenistak, if you take a look at the end of Seif Ches, he says, "Nistak kulo afilu mitzad echad pasul." This is Tosfos' shita, and there's nothing that you can do to help the situation. Afilu chamamo biar v'chibek stakov ze im ze. Nothing can be done. As we'd say in Yiddish, it's fafal. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura to explain why there's no way of salvaging this shofar on nistak. Kulo, right, that's according to Tosfos the case of Nistak. Kulo. We're going to see other shitas later on when we get to Nistak. We're not really ready, even though Nistak is the opening line in the Mishnah, we're not really ready to get into Nistak yet. We need a few minutes to warm up to that. I'm just borrowing one point from Nistak for the time being.
Are you making the point that Nikov is just a hole, it's not a crack, for sure, not a hole?
Correct, it's not a crack, it's just a hole. And yet, according to the Mishnah Brura's presentation of Chaf Ches, again, we're going to keep going back and forth in the Mishnah Brura, the Kolbo's Shita is to equate Nekev, and again, we're talking about a Nekev Kolshu. Right? It's a Nekev Kolshu. Let's see it inside, right? She'ein l'tko b'shofar nakuv. It's not a significant Nekev over here. And yet, it's possible, says the Mishnah Brura, k'mo shofar shenistak. Now the psul of shofar shenistak, which is according to Tosfos, as the Mechaber quotes at the end of Sif Ches, is unsoluble. It's completely irreversible. It's gone. And the Mishnah Brura amplifies this, I think, in his comment here in Mem Ches. I'm sorry, not yeah. Where is it? Mem Ches, where he says psul the su ein shoyim shofar olav kevin shenistak kula. So in the extreme case of Nistak, which according to Tosfos, that's the Nistak that the Mishnah is talking about, it's gone. The shofar, you know, you can bury the shofar if you like. I don't think it needs burial. It's not a heft of the Kedusha. But in any event, you can say Kaddish on the shofar and bury it, because it's there's nothing you can do to restructure the shofar. Ein shom shofar olav. So, by virtue of the equation of the transitive law, if we go back to the Mishnah Brura in Chaf Ches, explaining the Shita Sakolbo in Nakuv, that Nakuv, any sort of Nekev, is Pasul Kamo Shosha Shenista. You know, get the impression that this is really a complete psul. That meaning, according to the Kolbo, there's no difference in what the size of the Nekev is. The shofar is Pasul. That's all. It's disqualified. Put it on the shelf. Or send it to a museum. However, the Mishnah Brura does seem to backtrack a little from this extreme position at the end of Chaf Ches, and he points out that even the Kolbo has a qualification, as a proviso. What's the proviso? V'nishtana kolo. See, once the Mishnah Brura introduces nishtana kolo, then it's way different than nistak. There's a little bit of a stira here, Kaviyachol, between the Reisha of the Mishnah Brura and the Sefer. And the Reisha of the Mishnah Brura here in Chaf Ches, you get the impression that the Kolbo Shita is to equate Nekev, Nakuv, with Nistak, which means it's an absolute psul in the shofar, unqualified. There's nothing you can do to save it. Because in the case of Nistak, there's nothing you can do to save it. So if you're equating Nakuv according to the Kolbo, which is a slight Nekev in the shofar, with Nistak, it's gone. It's not a shame shofar. But I would be hesitant to present that in the Mishnah Brura, because of the Sefer of the Mishnah Brura, where he introduces the proviso that it's Nishtana Kolo. Nishtana Kolo is a whole different approach to the Psule Shofar. In Nistak, we're not going to talk about Nishtana Kolo. I mean, Nistak Kulo means, according to Tosos, it's two chatichos, it's not a shofar, it's garnished, it's not worth anything. That's not the same when you talk about Nishtana Kolo. You're talking about Nishtana Kolo, you have a kind of situation of a chisarn in producing a kol shofar. So the Nekev according to the Kolbo, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, is only a problem if that nekev is significant enough to have an impact on the kol. That's already a psul in kol shofar. That's not saying something about the shofar itself, but rather saying something about the kol that's produced by the shofar. This is not the natural, normal kol shofar kibriyaso, because the nekev does have that impact. We'll come back to this b'li neder another time, but what I wanted to get back to now is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nikev is sosmo, im ma'akev is atchila es atkia posel, v'im lav kosher. So when you learn this Mishnah, the first impression you get is that stima is not going to salvage this shofar. It's not going to help this shofar. And on the contrary, it's very detrimental to the shofar. It passes the shofar. And that seems, again, the first impression, that's an absolute rule. The last thing you want to do, we discussed it earlier, is to be so same, is to plug up this hole. However, you have to qualify the Mishnah, and we'll see this also in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Braisa. The Braisa says the following. This is the fourth line of the wide lines. Hosef olav kosher bevimina v'shlomi apostle. Okay, we'll get back to Hosef olav. But nike v'sosmo, so the Tanakhama says it's absolute. Bein bevimino bein shalom bevimino apostle. Rav Nosson qualifies it. Bevimino kosher shalom bevimino apostle. It means that when you go back to the Mishnah and you read the Mishnah according to Rav Nosson, and Tosfos is going to work very hard to do this, to try to square the Mishnah with Rav Nosson, because the assumption here in the poskim is that halacha is not Mishnah and halacha is Rav Nosson, so we definitely want to reconcile the two. Going back to the Mishnah, im ma'akev es atchil, sosma ma'akev es atchil apostle, we're going to have to say that that's a case of eino mino, in order to square the Mishnah with Rabbi Nosson. Meaning, let's add a Bamedvar Mamurim to the Mishnah based on Rabbi Nosson. Nike v'sosmo, imakivis t'chil posel Bamedvar Mamurim, b'sosmo, b'sheino mino. Aval sosmo, b'mino, is kosher. Okay. Now, is that an automatic rule? Can you always salve, you know, is the shofar always kosher according to Rabbi Nosson if it's mino? Well, that's not so simple. That depends on the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, and there are two shonas in Rabbi Yochanan. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan goes back on min b'mino kosher according to Rabbi Nosson v'nishtaya ruba. You need a second condition of nishtaya ruba. That means the nekev was not so dramatic that you were left with a 49% of the original shofar, but rather you were left with 50 plus of the shofar. So if you're 50% in plus, then you could talk about adding a mino. Okay? Michlal, vishalobim mino, afal pish nishtaya rubo posel. So the Mishnah has a right to set it up as an absolute unqualified rule, because the Mishnah is talking about Shalobimino. Shalobimino, according to the first Lishna in Rabbi Yochanan, is an automatic psul. The stima passels the shofar, even if nishtaya ruba. So the nekev is less than a complete removal of the shofar. It's a small nekev, which, as we said before, according to Tosfos, the name of Yerushalmi and the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, had you left the shofar as is, it would be kosher. But what do? Is called Mosif Gorea, he added Shalobimino, and therefore it's possible. So let's keep one finger on the Gemara of Ika Demasnile, the second Lishna in Rabbi Yochanan, as we go back to the Shulchan Aruch again. The Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Zion, after being Mashia the shofar Hamenukav against the Kolbo, he says the Imsosmo Shalobimino. So stima shalobimino, he says, is an automatic absolute psul. And we'll have to see exactly why in the Mishnah Berurah of Tes. But first let's go on in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, afal pi she'eino ma'akeves atkia, even though the kol shofar is a perfectly fine kol shofar, so therefore he's very happy with this stima. He did a great job. He did a professional job. Chazar kolo kamot she'haya bitchila. So we have a wonderful, wonderful kol shofar now. It's almost like a natural shofar that had no nekev in it. The afilu nishtayer bo rubo. So you have all the conditions except for one that are necessary to be makshir this shofar according to Rav Nosson. The problem is that it was shalom b'mino. What happens in the case of stima shelo b'mino? Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the last line, if you have the same kind of page that I do, it's the last line of page 117. He says, "Debenistam b'she'eno mino, eno shemeh kol shofar b'lechud, na kol shofar v'kol davar achet, shema'uruvba." This reminds me of Bava Kama, right? Ruach. So there's a koach achem uruvbo. Here's a kol achem uruvbo. You're hearing the air going into the shofar is bouncing off not just the shofar, but also it's bouncing off the stima. Oh, so you have a problem here, because if it's bouncing off the stima and producing the stima itself is at least participating in the production of this kol, then you have here davar acher. Davar acher, says the Mishnah Berurah, is a psul. V'chein kishesosmo b'mino v'lo chazar kol k'bot shahoy b'tchila harayon of shomim kol shofar azeh eino kol shel shofar rishon el min astima. So what does mino help me over here? Had he been so same b'mino? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends. If he did a professional job, a perfect job with the stima b'mino, then you're okay. That's Rabbi Nosson. Why? So we'll understand why. If we understand in the case where he didn't do such a professional job. If he didn't do such a professional job and the kol shofar was not re-established, then he says, Hastima, please underline these words, Hastima ain't a betela. So even though he used min b'mino, and min b'mino, again, based on Rav Nosson's chiddush, is something that can be integrated into the shofar. Let's say he took a piece of a shofar and he used it for the stima, or maybe even he took a piece of this shofar and he used it as part of the stima. Even though he was pogging the shofar, but pegima is not possible according to any shita, so he could use min b'mino mamish to plug up this nekev. And now we have to raise the following question: does that stima become part of the shofar, so now we have a complete shofar, or is it still remain extraneous to the shofar in this with davar achis? That depends on whether you can apply bittel or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what criterion, what factor will determine whether you require bittel? Again, whether the stima b'mino becomes integrated into the shofar, it depends whether it reinstituted a perfect kol shofar. If he did, then he's happy with the situation, he's leaving the stima intact, he has no intention of removing it. The steamer is part of the shofar, it's batel, and there's no davar acher. But if on the other hand, lo chazar kol kmo shehi, he did not do a perfect professional job, he's going to remove the steamer at some point in the future, then even though it's min b'mino, it's not batel to the shofar, and it remains extraneous to the shofar, and it's just like min b'sheino mino, and it's a psul of shofar, velo davar acher. What happens if he did steamer b'mino, and he did a perfect job, and now he reinstituted the wonderful kol shofar? Is that an automatic bittel to the shofar in such a way that now it's kosher? So that too requires a little further analysis. Because the Mechaber continues and he says, the imsosmo b'mino on the top of the page, in the shtaya rubo sholem. Oh, he's got another proviso over here. You know, we know that the kol shofar has to be reinstituted so that it's real bittel. We know it's got to be min b'mino to be bittel. If you're lacking those conditions, it's davar acher. What about ruba? So the truth of the matter is that this depends upon two lashonos. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ika demasli le'a sefer. Some have Rabbi Yochanan's comment on the sefer. Shalo b'mino posel. On Rabbi Yochanan, when is shalo b'mino posel? V'usha nifchas rubo. Michlal, the Gemara's medayek, the b'mino, had he been so same, the shofar nakuv b'mino, afal pisha nifchas rubo, kosher. So that's interesting. The Lishna Basra of Rabbi Yochanan is completely rejected in Allah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah has an introduction to this whole simon, back here in Chaf Hei, and he doesn't even give Rabbi Yochanan's Lishna Basra as much of as a footnote. This is completely rejected. We're only willing to accept the kula of Rabbi Nosson, that stima b'mino helps, and again, if it's a permanent stima, it's in place in its batel, but that's only if nishtayer rubo. If it's lo nishtayer rubo, then it's possible. So we're going to paskin against the Lishna Basar of Yochanan. Now, I just want to point out something interesting here. Nifchas Rubo, by the way, is not to be equated with lacking a Shir Shofar. Meaning, you could have a situation which is Nifchas Rubo, and yet there's a Shir Shofar. So you have here a case of a Shir Shofar. Beyond the Shir Shofar, let's say it's a Shofar Gadol, 51% of the Shofar was completely nakut and completely gone, and then you filled it in with min demino, and according to the Lishna Basar of Rabbi Yochanan, I think that would be kosher. Because the way I read the Lishna Basra, if even though, right, apal pisha nifchas rubo kosher, if it was min demino, but again, you have to ask, add the condition that you have a shir shofar, then it would seem to me that what Rabbi Yochanan is really saying here is that in such a case, you're really taking a shofar and you're not in any way disqualifying the shofar, even though you did a stima. Even though most of the shofar is now a stima, and that could be kosher. Of course, you might ask the following question over here. Does Bittel really apply in such a case? And if you have a case of Nishtaya Rubo, and you're plugging it up professionally with Min Benino, I understand the concept of Bittel over here. There's no Dover Acher, because the Miut is Bittel to the Rov. In Rabbi Yochanan's Lishna Basra, which, as I said before, is completely rejected lahalacha, there's a very odd kind of situation. The stima, the mino, according to Rabbi Nosson in Rabbi Yochanan's Lishna Basra, could be integrated into the shofar if you do a good job, even though no nishtaya rubo, which means that somehow you can have a shofar, the minority of which is the original natural shofar, the majority of which is an additional added element to the shofar, albeit min bimino, and the majority can be buttled to the minority. And I would say that that's halacha that's based on the fact that since you have shir shofar, you have a shame shofar, and that shame shofar, I guess it's a little bit similar like I have in mikvos, you have, you know, kama batel, you know, as you plug up the shofar, each part is batel to the shame shofar. You have a shofar kosher, and again, the Mechaber paskins that you could have blown the shofar, so if you had a shir tkiah, so you could have blown the shofar. And what you do, you did a stima bimino, but it was lo nishtaya rubo. It seems to me that this is a real gigantic chiddush, which is not accepted by halacha, that you may be able to integrate into the shofar a min bimino stima, even though at the end of the day what you have is that most of the shofar is that stima, and the stima is coming from outside the shofar, and yet it becomes part of the shame shofar. In any event, let's now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. I want to point out a few things in the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, as we already pointed out before, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chafches, in the sheet of the Kolbo, that Nikev, even though it's part of the shofar as a Nekev in it, that itself is a psul, and therefore you cannot blow with this shofar, and therefore the Ramah, quoting the Kolbo, wants you to avoid that. Is the Mishnah Berurah had a little bit of a steer at the beginning. He equated Nekev with Nistak, which would imply that there's no way of fixing up this shofar. But at the end, he comes to the conclusion that even the Kolbo, in the case of Nekev, is only talking about a Shinui Kol. So if you could obviate that problem of Shinui Kol, then I would think that according to the Kolbo, this would be kosher, and I'm basing myself again on the Seifa of the Mishnah Berurah Simon Sifkat and Chavches. So Rabosai, now we come to a very, very fundamental question. And I've been thinking a lot about this question over the course of the sugya the last couple of days. Can you take a shofar that's possible and make it kosher? Now again, according to the Mechaber, based on Tosfos Yerushalmi, is Nikev, is Kosher, you could have blown the shofar. So Adarab, the only issue of steam over here is whether you messed up. You know, you removed, you disqualified the shofar. But this question becomes very relevant according to the Kolbo. Because the Kolbo is holding that in Nikev, there's a psul shofar, which again the might be equated to Nistak. And the reason for it is because the Nekev has a dramatic impact on the shofar itself. Would there be a possibility of being machshir the shofar? And l'chora, the answer is that if you would have a stima b'min b'mino according to Rab Nosson, and the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch is like Rab Nosson, then madok, if you have nikev, which according to the Shitas Tosfos is kosher as is, and yet, so according to the Tosfos kosher, but according to the Kolbo it's possible. Now we have to raise the question: would stima work on a shofar that's possible? So what I want to call your attention to is the Mechaber in Hafcho. Okay, take a look at Hafcho for a moment. This is Sif Yud Beis, and take a look at the case of Hayaruch V'Katzro in Sif Yud Gimel. Hafcho V'Takavo Lo Yatza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samach, Kevan De Hafcho Atam. We mentioned this earlier, that there's a psul in derech, if it's not derech avaroso, and that's the case of hafcha. So once again, we could raise the question, what would be if you turn the shofar back to its, just like you were able to turn it inside out, what if you turn it outside in and it's back to its original state? Would you be machshir the shofar? Can I, Bekuva, say actively be machshir a shofar that's possible? So again, hafcho is possible because aim is a derech avaroso, and nikev according to the kolbo is possible because what? Nishtana kol shofar. Would I be able to be machshir a shofar that's possible? So I think the raya here is from the case of Hayaruch V'Katzro. What's Hayaruch V'Katzro?
And just to clarify, You're assuming that in the kolbo, the psul isn't the same psul within the shofar, but it's just a problem with the kol, and therefore,
the psul of the shofar is because this shofar is not going to produce its original kol.
Right, but it doesn't make the shofar into a shofar a puzzle.
Oh, it's definitely puzzle for the meantime.
It would be, you wouldn't be able to use it right now, but the question
for
is,
sure.
Right, meaning,
it would be like hafcho. It's possible. You can't use it now in its present state.
Take the approach of Tosfos or someone else that there's a shame soul. So then that's very different than the case of hafcho. The case of hafcho, there's no shame soul. It's just derech havara means that you have to blow it. You have to blow into the shofar.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to what you're saying. But what I'm suggesting now is that if you have a shofar that's not capable in its present state of being blown kederech havaraso, then derech havaraso reflects back on the shofar and it creates a psul shofar. Let's operate with that for the time being, and then we'll come back to this.
Not remediable.
No, that's what I'm raising. Can you remedy a psul in the shofar? Can you remedy? So there's a radical chiddush here of the Kesef Mishnah. Just give me 1 minute, because this is the turning point of the whole shia. In the case of Hayaruch V'Katzro, take a look over here in Sif Yud Gimel, in the Mechaber, it says Hayaruch V'Katzro, so you cut down the shofar to size, in Nishar Bo Shir Shofar, if you have a shir tkiya, kasha. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Berura in Samach Dalid, he says, "Vafilu hayabo psul mitchila." Why we need this halacha? What motivated him to cut down the shofar? He says the piece of the shofar that he amputated, pardon the expression, had a psul in it. Vikatzro, so he cut it out. Kidelach zero lech shero. Please underline those words. Nami muta. Now here it says Kideliel sif tes, and the subject of sif tes is nistak. I have a problem with this. Again, maybe we'll find the Mishnah Berurah which may change the girsa, but we'll come back to this in a second. One thing is absolutely clear, and this is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says Hayaruch V'Katzro Kosher. Says the Kesef Mishnah. This is in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. He says Afal Pi Shekatzro Mishumeiz Psul Chozer Lechshero. So here, to use a Hebrew phrase, Ba'ofen Malachuti, I can be Machshir a shofar, which is possible. which is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says, kedei lachziro lehechshero. So for example, in the case of hafcho, which is a lacking in derech havaraso, again we could debate whether the shofar itself is possible, but lamaisa, what I can do is turn it back, and it should be kosher. That should be no different than arach v'kotzer. Now the question is, what was the mitzius, what was the case of arach v'katzro, which the Mishnah Berurah, based on the case of Mishnah, says, yachalach zero lech shero. What is the case? He says, kiddoli el siftes. Oh, so let's look at siftes. And now we get to nistak. And again, there are a whole bunch of sheepis in nistak, but it says over here, berubo, right where the Mishnah Berurah is in the Nalath, it says, berubo posel.
Like
Well, wait a minute. It's not exactly like Tosfos. Because take a look. Tosfos is really quoted by the Mechaber at the end of Sif Ches. Let's go back to the end of Sif Ches. It's just going up one line if you have the Mishnah Berurah, right? It says, V'yamnista kulo. Right, that's the Lashon of Tosfos. Just double check me on that. I didn't get a chance to double check. But I think Tosfos is Lekach Nira. So Tosfos definitely is talking al pnei kulo. Okay, if you look at the Be'er HaGol, he says kipirish ha-mefarshim, but I think it's Tosfos. He says afilu mitzarechad posel. Right, and then the Mechaber in Sif Tes extends this to nistak l'rochvo b'ruvo posel. And once again, the question would be whether you could be machshir such a shofar. Now again, I don't know if amputating a shofar on nistak is going to really help you much, but what you could possibly do is through some heating process, you could fix up the sedek, or alternatively, according to Rashi, you could put glue into the shofar if you do a good job, and it's not, and it has nothing to do with the psul of Dover Acher. This would reinstate the shofar. Would that work? So take a look. The Mechaber says explicitly at the end of Sif Ches, V'yimnista kulu afilu mitzarechod, posul, afilu chimimo ba'ar, v'chiber stokov. It means that nista kulo is irreparable. And yet, we said before that Aruch V'Katzro is reparable. So what's going on over here? So just give me 1 minute to ask my question. I'm asking the following question over here. We raised the issue of whether or not I can actively, proactively be machshir a shofar that has a psul on it. And we saw that in the case of Hafcho, you could probably do this, just like the Mishnah Berurah says, name the case of Mishnah, that you could cut down the shofar to decide to remove its psul. But how far can we go with this? Because in the case of Nistak, at least Nistak Kulo, which is the archetype of Nistak, which is the case that Tosfos dramatizes and says that, look at Tosfos about Nistak, he says, Lefisha ain shem shofar olav, and his first shot he equates Dibek Shiva Shofas with that, is in that case, it doesn't seem like you have any possibility to be machshir the shofar. So you could possibly say that no process whatsoever would really, really solve your problem of nistak, and you're always going to have a problem, especially because when you blow a shofar, it puts pressure on the shofar. So maybe it's always going to go back to its original state, right? And this concept of going back and blowing in the shofar is expressed in the Mechaber here in Sif Ches. He says, Yesh Omer Afilu B'Kol Shuhu Posel. Right? Why B'Kol Shuhu Posel? If you take a look at Mishnah Berurah Lamites, he says, L'fisha Machmas HaRuach, when he blows the shofar, V'chozek HaTkia, and the echo of the movement of the waves, the sound waves in the Tkia, is HaSedek Holech Humosif HaShiyistak Kulo. So there is this concept that is very hard to, so again, one approach would be saying that nistak is you cannot repair a shofran nistak, is because at the end of the day it's not going to be the original shofran, and so at some point it's going to fall apart. I personally find that hard to accept, because afilu chimam ba'ar, I mean, again, chilo ba'ar sounds like you really, again, I don't know, you know, you'd have to take a quick course in shofar chemistry, chemistry 101. It seems to me that chilo ba'ar could really perfect the shofar. And the mafarshim talk about the kol shofar is fine and everything else. Why doesn't this work? So what I would like to suggest here, Rabosai, and again, it's you're the jury and you could either accept what I'm saying or not, is that in the case of Nisdak, there's nothing whatsoever that you could do to salvage the shofar. Nisdak kulo, it's gone. Why? Because from our perspective, it's considered like shtei chatichos. As Tosa says, ain shame shofar kari olav. So what would you be doing if you tampered with the shofar shenistak and tried to fix it up?
It's not the shofar.
What would you be doing? What would be your goal if we would allow you to fix up the shofar?
Trying to make it
better. Exactly. You'd be creating a shofar. That is not what the Mishnah Berurah has in mind when he says in Nifsal Yochel Achshiro, in the case of Kotzer, Nifsal V'Yochel Achshiro means that there's a psul in the shofar. It doesn't mean that Pach Hashem Shofar Olav. And follow, again, it took me a long time to work this out in my mind, but follow the logic of it. In the case of a psul, so you have a shofar, the shofar is psul, you could be machshir the shofar. You can remove the psul. The psul is, so to speak, hovering over the shofar, but it's still a shofar. In the case of nistak kulo, which is your classic, dramatic, extreme case of nistak, is Tosa says, pak Hashem shofar olav. What you would be doing if you tampered with the shofar, in any effort, you know, that's, the, you know, call a kavod, but you would be creating a shofar. If you're creating a shofar, that's a man-made shofar. In fact, I would tell you the following. That ain shame shofar olav is not based on any limudin, on any psukim. It's just simply a svara pshuta. It's like last night I had a shiur here, we discussed mi yemar and my chazus, you know, if you have the question of who should live, and all life is equal. The Gemara doesn't quote any psukim for that. Sometimes you can operate with a svara that this is not a shofar. It's broken into two pieces virtually, it's not a shofar. And therefore, to say that I can now come through any process whatsoever, as sophisticated and technologically advanced as it might be, and create a shofar, that I can't do. Where does the halacha of the Kesef Mishnah kick in? Where do we say that you can be machshir a shofar, as the Mishnah Berurah amplifies it? That's only when there's no psul. Excuse me. There's a psul in the shofar, but there's no what? There's no hafkah shame shofar. It still retains the status of what?
A shofar.
Of a shofar. If this be the case then, Rabosai, then take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot in Lamed Aleph says the following. He's now expressing the view of Rabbi Yochanan in the Lishna Kama, which, as we said before, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan's Lishna Kama. And the third requirement is that Nishtayaruba, Dim Lo Nishtayarubo Sholem, Pasul, Lekuli Alma, Afilu Sosam Bimino, Vekolo Kabot Shahoya Tchila. Now, here's a question to be asked. There's no possibility of stima, even bimino, in a shofar shenakuv, because what? Because lo nishtaya ruba. Correct? Lo nishtaya ruba. So take a look. What's going on over here? The nafkami is going to be whether we could be mashrit. What does he ask? He says. He says, this su batal mimenu shem shofar. He's saying that if lo nishtaya ruba, is batal mimenu shem shofar. Vanochi akotn, I don't understand, where's the Mishnah Berurah coming from? Where does he know such a thing? We saw that in the case of nistak kulo, which Tosa says, beferish explicitly, is pakam mimenu shem shofar, it's like two chatichos. But here, it's lo nishtai ruba, but you still have the shir shofar. If you still have a shir tkiah, where does the Mishnah Berurah know this, that batal mimenu shem shofar? So the nafkamina would be, Rabosai, what happens if I have this gigantic nekev which spreads through most of the shofar? I still have a shir tkiah without a nekev, could I sever, could I amputate the rove of the shofar, which has a neck in on it? And so that now it's no longer Lonishtai Ruba, and I can fix up the shofar with a steamer if I need to. Or, you know, maybe I don't even have to fix up the shofar, just cut off the part that has Nekovim in it. Because again, we still have a sheer shofar that's not Nekov. So why not just amputate it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nimtzadami, it is su batal imenu shev shofar. He's equating it with Nistak Kulo. But this is not a case of Nistak Kulo, this is a case of Nekev. And you still have a shofar, albeit it has a psul of Nekev Berubo. What is the nature of that psul? So I'm just pointing out that the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit misleading here, because he says the su batal imenu shev shofar. I don't think that's what he means. He can't mean that, because there's nothing to break up the shofar. And I'll prove it to you. Look at the next few words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says v'lo nasa shofar el yedei stima zu v'nimtza davi shofar v'davar acher. Now he's talking about psulim. We dash in the pasuk shofar v'lo shofar v'davar acher. So basically, what he's saying is that this is a case where the stima would be considered an extraneous to the shofar. I'm not exactly sure why it's extraneous to the shofar. Maybe because, as we said before, you cannot use bittel in the opposite direction, that the rove should be bottled to the mute. Maybe that's the longest here of what's going on. He doesn't clarify it. Is therefore, what are you left with in this case? You're left with the only possibility of adding a stima. And that stima, since it can't be batal because it's rove, it remains davar acher. But davar acher is not afkash shem shofar. Davar acher is a psul. So therefore, cut out this part of the shofar. So, if you would ask me what the Mishnah Berurah means when he says kiddeli el, that you could be machshir a shofar that's batal, I would send you back to Siv Zion, to the case of Nikev. In Nikev, certainly I can cut out that part that has a nekev to it. Certainly according to the Kolbo, who says even a nekev of kolshu, right? But even according to our shita, the Mechaber shita, in the case of, let's say, Nikev Rov, Volonishtai Rubo, which is possible even if you add min bimino, so the min bimino can't be batal. If it can't be batal, it ends up to be a psul of a lo dover acher. So if it's a psul of lo dover acher, why not just cut out the nekev? And therefore, I take objection to putting the emphasis here on the ratio of the Mishnah Berurah when he says, batal mimenu shem shofar. Stach Rabosai, if we summarize everything we've been saying, there are two categories of psulei shofar, and they shouldn't be equated. You know, you read the Mishnah of Nikev and Nistak, and it's, you know, it's all one hodgepodge, one sholent, and you know, anach lo mavchinin ben shnei psulim. But fundamentally, they're two different psulim. And I don't think it's clear here. One psul is simply not a psul, it's just paka shem shofar, it's not a shem shofar at all. Tosis applies that to nistak kulo, and possibly to dibek shivrei shofars. Because in one pshat, Tosis thinks that each shever of a shofar is less than a shofar, and if you put together many shofars, you can't do that. There's another category which is not a hafka shem shofar, and that's a psul. Nikev according to the Kolbo, Nikev im lo nishtai rubo according to Rav Yochanan the Lishna Kama, Hafcho. In all these cases, you have a psul. Go ahead and remove the psul, because you're not creating a shofar now. What you're doing is you're just alleviating the shofar of its psul. What's the litmus test? How do I know if it's a pak hashem shofar or it's a psul? I think the answer to that question is, how do you derive the psul? If you derive the psul misvara, you have shtei chatichos, that's not a shofar, then there's no halos psul in the shofar, it's just not a shofar at all. And now you want to come and be, and create a shofar yesh me'ayin, and you can't do it. The shofar has to exist in nature, has to grow off the head of an animal. If, on the other hand, it's not logic that dictates that you don't have a shofar, it's not the mitzvahs, but rather it's some new din, some new drasha, some new yalfusa, shofar below davar acher, that there's a davar acher that's being mishtatef and generating that kol shofar, it's not the pure shofar, that's already a psul in the shofar. That psul, you can be machshir dumya to what we saw in the case of Mishnah, kotzro, haya aruch v'kotzro. The real question is going to be, in a shofar shel tainius, we spoke about the fact that the Iker mitzvah on a tainius is chatzotzros, and then the chatzotzos are accompanied by a shofar. So I would say the following. The psulei shofar that are derived from psukim, those psukim, vavarto, and so forth, they apply Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the shofar shel Yovel, but I don't believe for one moment that you can apply those psulei shofar to the shofar of Tainios. And the shofar of Tainios, all you need is to produce a kol that comes from a shofar. If it's a heftishel shofar, that's enough. So what would be the deal with the shofar shel Nistakulo on Tainios? That would be possible because it's not a shofar at all. What would be the deal with all the other psulim of Dover Acher, of Estima Sheino Mino, of so you don't hear the kol exactly coming from the shofar? All, in all those cases of psule shofar, I don't know if they're noik on Tainios. Well, let's take for example the case of Mudr Hanor Min HaShofar. I take a neder that I won't have Hanor from a shofar. So if it was Nistakulo, then I don't think there would be any need to be Matir Neder over here. It's not a shofar. I took a Neder on a shofar. It's not a shofar. But if you have Psule shofar, it's still a shofar, then the Iser Neder would certainly apply. What would be the din in Nistak L'Rochbo? Take a look in Sif Tes. So the Mechaber Paskins, I think this is also based on a rush, if I'm not mistaken, that nistar l'rachbo. So rachbo means you have various, let's say, gildi, right? And somewhere along the gladim, let's say there was a sedek. So if these stokim create a situation of rubo, then it's possible. So if rov of the shofar is nizdak l'rachbo, the mechaber says it's possible. Would I be able to sever, would I be able to amputate part of the shofar and be machshirit? So it all depends whether Pakashem Shofar. So in the case of Nistak Kulo at the end of Sifches, is Pakashem Shofar, is then you can't do anything to salvage the shofar. Even Chimimo Ba'ar can't help because you'd be creating a shofar, and that you can't do. It's got to be a shofar in nature. But in the case of L'Rachbo, I'm not sure exactly what the nature of this psul is. If the psul is based on the fact that eventually this shofar is going to come apart, so then maybe Taka Pakashem Shofar. Maybe already now we see it as if Pakashem Shofar. But I would suggest the following, that the very fact that the Mechaber is quoting the halacha of Rubo, which means there's a new din here of Rubo, then it's got a din of Rubo Kenistak. You know, it's a new halacha that we have to worry about the fact that it's gonna fall apart. It's not Nistak. It doesn't have a shame Psul Nistak and Pakashem Shofar. I would say it's only a Psul. And an afkamina would be, if you could be machshir, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Nun Beis. He says, "Im davka bedevek, afilu lo nishar shir tkiyah nami kosher." So the Mishnah Berurah goes on record as saying that you could be machshir in this case of nistak l'rochbo. So you have in nistak itself, you have two fundamental categories. You have nistak l'arko. Nistak l'arko is k'shtei chatichos. It's not a shame shofar. There's nothing you can do to salvage the shofar. You can't create the shofar. On the end, and you have nistak l'rochbo. Nistak l'rochbo, the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, based on Eliyahu Rabbah, that you can be machshir the shofar with devik. It would seem to me that the Mishnah Berurah therefore is classifying nistak l'rochbo in a different category. We're, so to speak, worried about the fact that since rov of the shofar has a sedek in it, maybe at some point it might fall apart, but right now you're only applying the halach of rov. So it's a new psul of rov. And maybe we have to add the fact that the kol shofar was affected by it. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph. He says that it's just a question of cutting out that piece of the shofar. It sounds like he's dealing with just the psul. What would be with Dibek Shivrei Shofros? So take a look at Dibek Shivrei Shofros. If you recall, Tosfos vacillated. According to one pshat in Tosfos, the first pshat, it was Pakashem Shofar. According to the other two pshatim in Tosfos, it was either a psul of Derech Havaroso or Shnayim v'Shlosha Shofros. So it'd be a tremendous nafkamina according to our shir. Would you be able to take Dibek Shivrei Shofros, and if you had one shever that had a shir tkiyah, and just cut out all the other shvarim and then reinstitute a shofar kosher? If you go with Tosfos that already Pakashem Shofar, then I would say there's nothing to do. You can't create a shofar, yesh me'ayin. But if, on the other hand, you're going with the psul of derech havarasa, or lo shnayim shol shofar, so these are all new chidush dinim, new psulim, achal shem psul shofar, is then I would say that in dibek shivri shofros, you can cut out part of the shofros and it would be kosher. Or, alternatively, this dibek shivri shofros could operate the kashrus on tainios, and if it would be a neder situation, it would be osur b'neder, because it does have a shame shofar. So whether or not dibek b'shivri shofros has a shame shofar, or it's just a psul shofar, that I think would depend upon the various opinions here in Tosfos. What about shofar b'tok shofar? So take a look for a moment here in Seif Chaf. Nasan shofar b'tok shofar. So if you hear the kol pnimi, then you're yotze. What if you hear both the kol pnimi and the kol chitzoni? So that's at the end of Sif Chof. It says v'yimlav posel. Why is it posel? So you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Pei Aleph. He says because it's like shnei shofars, and therefore he says in talk of shnei shofars mamish vaday lo yotze. Again, here's a case where there's no psul in the guf of shofar at all, but rather in what you're hearing. If you hear two shofros, so lo yotze. So at first I thought maybe Tosis, maybe what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is trei koli lo mishtamai, but that's a problem because we say Chavivale and anything that's Chadasha, as we discussed. So here it should be a classical case of Chavivale. Why can't he discern one cold shofar from the other?
It's one call, but it's not. It's a mixed call.
Maybe it's a mixed call. Maybe it's like Kol Havara. I don't know exactly. But take a look here in the Ber Heitev. There's something unbelievable here in the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev, which is on the top line over here, it actually starts a little earlier. It says, "In Nosan Shnei Shofros Bepiv Vitaka." Okay, I'm going to skip three words. Lo Yatza. So again, I thought if he has two shofros Bepiv Lo Yatza, because of maybe Trei Koli Lo Mishtavoy or something like that. But then I answered, "But what about Chavivale?" But take a look. He adds three words. He says, "Why Lo Yatza? V'kivein Lotzeis B'shneir." Since he had kavana to be yotze with both shofros, that's what he's doing. Is he's creating through his kavana two kolos of shofar. And in mitzvahs, there were two kolos to begin with, and then you could talk about trei koli lo mishtamai. Does it apply? Does it not apply? But he's saying something totally different. He's saying that the psul here is a psul of shnei shofros. Now, we thought the psul of shnei shofros was only in gufo shel shofar. If you have a shofar which is made up of two shofros, like for example, the case of shofar shel para, gildi, according to Abaye, it's like two shofros. Or shivrei shofros, dibe shivrei shofros, according to one day in Tosfos, at the end of the Tosfos, it's two shofros. That's all in the gufo shel shofar. He's saying another thing. If you have two kolos coming out of two shofros, and each kol has a shame kol shofar, and he could be yotze with that kol shofar, that's also a psul of shnei shofros. It's not a psul in the gufo shel shofar, but it's a psul that comes from the kol. So what would be Rabosai, just to conclude our discussion, in a shofar shel para according to the Rabbanon of Rav Yosef, where would you classify that? Is it not a shame shofar, or is it a psul? Do you remember we discussed this with the context of the Ramban? The Ramban says that if you have zachrus without nakvus, and that's a keren b'mitzius, it's not a shofar at all. So there I would say it's not a shofar. If let's say you'd be mudr hanah from a keren, if you were mudr hanah from a shofar, you would be allowed to be nene from a keren. So let's say you took a neder not to have any hanah from any shofar in the world, you'd be allowed to blow the keren of a tzvi, right? Because that's zachrus without nakvus. It's not a shofar at all. But the Rabbanan have the case of para, which is called by the Torah keren, even though it is a shofar. So it really is a shofar. And we discussed this at great length, that the shame keren, in the case of shofar shel para, is a shame psul. So if let's say I took a neder not to enjoy any of the shofros in the world, I would assume, l'chumra, that he would not be allowed to get any benefit from a shofar shel para, even according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are not claiming it's not a shofar at all. They're only saying that it's possible. And therefore the Rabbanan, as we discussed at great length, might be machshir a shofar shel para on tainis, Again, that depends on the various reasons why it's possible. Just very quickly, something to think about and maybe pass on to others. The parasha opens, parasha Kitavo, with the mitzvah Bikurim and the mitzvah Mikra Bikurim. Etc. And the Torah concludes this Mikra Bikurim with V'ata Hine Hevesi Esreishis Pri Adama. So Chazal say V'ata Miyad. Don't let the fruits rot or get stale. Bring them when they're fresh. And Hine, say Chazal, is besimcha. Hine means I'm doing it with joy. And Hevesi, Mishali, it's mine. So I think this mitzvah Bikurim, which is so significant, you know, man puts all his efforts here and he creates a fruit, which is the fruits of his labor, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and he has to declare these three things, V'ata. In my Avodas Hashem, it's always miyad. You know, people tend to procrastinate. And what they can do in their youth, they push forward till later on. So we have to take the message to heart and pass it on to others that we should be willing and eager to serve Hashem miyad, immediately. Bring the Bikurim when they're fresh. Whatever contribution you can make, it should be Hayom. We have a whole kapitel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hayom. Hayom means now. What you can do later, do now. And if you can make contribution to society, to the tzibur, to Knesset Yisrael, to your friends, do it now. But Hine, it's got to be besimcha. You have to realize that it's a great opportunity when a mitzvah comes your way and calls on you, calls upon you, and calls out to you. It's got to be Hine besimcha. You have to do it. Chas v'shalom, it shouldn't be tachas v'shalom. Vadetem Hashem l'kech besimcha b'tuvle. But rather, it should be ivdu es Hashem besimcha, as David HaMelech says. Every opportunity should be besimcha, realizing that we have to take advantage of everything and do it besimcha b'slavos. You know, there's a phrase in Yiddish, shver zu sein a yid. And that phrase is absolutely possible. You know, Rabbi Brandon spoke yesterday about cynicism. You know, leave cynicism at your doorstep, and don't take it with you. So the same thing I think applies when it comes to simcha. If you have an attitude of a shver zu sein a yid, you know, never chor, I'm a Jew and I have the all of tarig mitzvahs, is that's absolutely disqualified. We have to take our cue from the mitzvah bikurim. It's got to be hine besimcha. And finally, hevesi, it's got to be mishali. I heard from my Rebbe once that the Rebbe used to talk about the fact, and he mentioned it a few times, that we mistakenly translate the word echad and Hashem echad as meaning God is one, and there, you know, to exclude plurality, that there aren't many gods. But really, the Rebbe said what the word echad means, yachid, miyuchad, he's unique. And ma'hu afato, we also, each person, kishem shein in partzufeim shav, each person has his unique contribution, his personality, the way he serves Hashem, the way he deals with other people. So it's got to be always hevesi mishali. You shouldn't look to someone else and try to imitate. It has to be natural, it has to be your own, it has to be your unique self. So mirtz Hashem, if we take these three messages of the parsha of Mikra Bikurim to heart, that's vi'ata, it's immediate, and it's hine v'simcha, and it's hevesi mishali, and will certainly be yotze, the mitzvah bikurim, will certainly be the mode and method to follow in avodas Hashem b'chalal, will be zolke mitzvah Hashem to bias migdash, and will fulfill the mitzvah bikurim b'mehera. Amen. Wish everyone a good Shabbat.